Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
The winter finch forecast is out. Based on the abundance of winter food availability in Canada, the forecast predicts the movements of some finches and other birds during the winter. Some of these birds are visitors to North Dakota bird feeders, such as purple finches, red poles, pine siskins, crossbills, pine grosbeaks, and evening grosbeaks. Don't expect to see big numbers of pine grosbeaks this winter. The fruit crop of mountain ash was good across much of the northern coniferous forest this year, so they'll probably stay put. The pine siskins will also likely stay up north due to an excellent seed crop from spruce in western Canada. Both red and white-winged crossbills have been reported in North Dakota already, but an eruption doesn't look likely. But purple finches are expected to head southward this winter. There have been several at our bird feeders already. They're having a grand old time feeding on sunflower seeds. There was little data on common and hairy red poles. However, common red poles have already been documented in the state this winter, so perhaps we'll have at least a few coming to the state in search of food. This could be a year to see evening grosbeaks. They're increasing in eastern Canada and may have to move south in search of fruits of maple and ash. They've been documented in northern Minnesota already. If you're not familiar with this bird, some birders describe them as goldfinches on steroids. Picture a muscle-bound goldfinch about the size of a blackbird wearing a University of Michigan football helmet. Red-breasted nuthatches have already been reported as far south as Alabama and Oklahoma, and we have a couple visiting our suet cakes. They're smaller than the white-breasted nuthatch. So we should have some welcome visitors from the north, eh? If you're interested in attracting these species to your yard this winter, put out some suet, a tube feeder and platform feeder filled with sunflower seeds, and a tube feeder full of thistle seeds. That should do the trick. Then sit back and enjoy the company. It's great entertainment. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.